defending your freedom every single day.
On the Car Arms Platinum Microphone from the GunBroker.com studios.
This is Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. Here's your host, Mark Walters.
Ah, yes, it is a Friday. It is Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. Welcome into it. The great Mark Walters taking some time off. I am Andy Hoosier filling in for you one more day today as you wrap up the week, getting ready for a great weekend. This is the beautiful time of the year because not only do you get to enjoy the holiday with Christmas and everything that went on this week, but now we have New Year's next week, which means this is kind of the time where you get to skate through work a little bit. You get to skate through some of your jobs just a little bit because why not? Why not? You have a great opportunity to do so. With the holidays going into it. Welcome in. It's Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. We have a lot to get to today. There are some really interesting stories I want to try and touch on today. Some of them are pretty serious, which I didn't really necessarily want to do on a day where it's in between holidays and we're still kind of in holiday mode trying to enjoy. But there are some really important issues that I think that need to be addressed, especially going into a new year like it is with 2020. So we'll talk about some of that today. There is a constitutional constitutional theory that we need to discuss, I think, today when it comes to the Second Amendment and when it comes to federalism with the federal government versus the states and who holds rights and who gets to defend certain rights, which I think that would be an interesting discussion to get into today. Plus, my old friends back in Kansas, those guys. And we love what Kansas does is Kansas is one of the great states that has been fighting and defending the Second Amendment for a really long time. And they're actually, what is it? They're now ranked as one of the top three states in the nation when it comes to Second Amendment rights. They are now trying to ban red flag laws in the state and many people not very happy about that. So I want to touch on that in a little bit as well. But to kind of tie that in, to start off, let me ask you a question. Yesterday, we talked about the media just a little bit and how the media tries to kind of play down some of the successes of the Second Amendment and gun owners and that sort of thing. They try and play it down. They try, but it doesn't work very well because we see reality and what's actually happening. But there's a new piece that came out, and it's a really interesting piece out of Ammo Land. I don't know if you've seen this or not. Talking about the prevention of mass shootings. Because that's the big rage now. That's the big rage. Everybody's talking about mass shootings. How do we prevent mass shootings? That's why the gun grabbers are talking about why we need to get rid of guns because of mass shootings and because of the children and because of shootings in workplaces and shootings in gun-free zones and shootings in schools. And we need to get rid of the mass shootings, right? And to them, their response is, well, there's a mass shooting. You need to get rid of the gun. Therefore, they wouldn't be a mass shooting. Which is why we went after the bump stock after the shooting in Las Vegas, which is why they try and go after the assault-style weapons, because a semi-automatic could create a mass shooting environment because you can fire off multiple rounds, right? That's their mindset. That's their thought process. It's weird. It's messed up, but that's their thought process. So there's a piece out of Ammo Land that's really interesting. If there's one event that tends to bolster anti-Second Amendment extremists, it's mass shootings. The media coverage goes wall to wall with it comes mass outrage, not just from reporters, but from anti-Second Amendment extremists across the country. There are major pushes for anti-Second Amendment laws, and those who support freedom are on the defense. It never seems to be a good situation. Even when anti-Second Amendment legislation is fended off, it seems like there's a lot of new supporters for anti-Second Amendment legislation. For instance, it used to be that the Australia-style gun confiscation proposal was unthinkable in America. But now some that are running for president use that as the front and center piece. Well, they don't anymore because they realize that that's a losing argument now. Hence all the candidates that have dropped out because of the anti-Second Amendment rhetoric that they try and spew. Their campaigns fizzled out in this election, at least. Who can say for sure what will happen in the future? According to the article, they say it should be necessary to say this, but recently it seems important to do so. Acknowledging that vulnerability and working to address it does not make a Second Amendment supporter a FUD. Let's lay it out clearly. According to the article, if there is a vulnerability that those who seek to wrongfully deprive us of our rights are going to use, it should be addressed. This is no different than a simple precaution of locking your doors at night. Addressing something that gives anti-Second Amendment extremists an opening to attack our rights is no different than making it harder for someone to break into your home. And they bring up a really interesting thought, don't they? That Second Amendment advocates, if we're going to fend off anti-gunners, fend off gun grabbers, fend off the ones that are trying to confiscate firearms or take the guns forcefully, whatever they try and do, if we're going to win this argument, how do we come up with the solutions, right? to them, what they're saying is essentially like, okay, for Obamacare, for example, or health care. Okay, if you want to repeal Obamacare, what are you going to do in replace of it? Republicans during Obama's reign tried to repeal Obamacare 7 different times, unsuccessfully, knowing that they wouldn't get a chance to actually do it. But they tried it over and over and over and over and over until he had to veto the bill and veto the bill and veto the bill. So that way they could say, ha, we tried, but Obama wouldn't let us repeal it. Then when they finally got the opportunity to do so, they had the majority in the House and in the Senate and with the presidency, and they could actually veto it and reverse it and get rid of Obamacare. What did they do? Well, we don't have a plan in place. That was the criticism Democrats had, right? If you don't like Obamacare, what's your alternative plan? You need to have a strategy. Well, as conservatives, we have a hard time with that sometimes because our default position is, well, we don't need one. It will work itself out. That's kind of how we feel, right? That's kind of how we feel, but there's more to it, which we need to elaborate on. Because if we just say, well, don't worry, it'll work itself out. Yeah, that's true. Capitalism, free market societies, whether we're talking about jobs or high wages or low wages or whether the inflation or whatever, if you get the government out of it, it will work itself out. And 90% of the time, I am totally in support of a mindset like that, right? I'm sure you are too as a conservative. If not, then I'd love to hear your thoughts on that. But most people say, well, the private sector will figure itself out. And we don't necessarily need to come up with an actual plan, a government project, a new government initiative, a new government bill or legislation. Just get rid of it. Let the free market figure itself out and we'll be able to move on down the road because that's the way society's gone for so long. And most of the time we're right. So the question is that I have for you today is, with this argument saying, well, if we're going to advocate for pro-Second Amendment legislation, if we're going to stop anti-gun grabbers trying to come and take our guns, if we're going to do that, then what is our solution to mass shootings? Because they're happening and they're a serious issue, and that's what riles everybody up. And rightfully so. We should be justified in being concerned about this, right? Mass shootings are a terrible thing. Now, they're happening. They're not happening as much as what the media likes to say. There's not as many people dying from mass shootings as, let's say, oh, I don't know, illegal aliens that are murdering people on our streets. They're not happening and killing more people than, let's say, drugs and overdoses that are happening on our streets. They're not happening nearly as much as, like, suicide by individuals who are depressed or going through such psychological issues. That's not happening nearly as much, but it's still happening, so we should address it. Yes, because the media obviously has made it a lot bigger than what it needs to. And let's, by the way, let's not discredit those individuals that have lost their lives due to mass shootings. Obviously a terrible ordeal, right? A terrible thing. But is it as big as what they say? I mean, what, in 2018, like 194 people died from quote-unquote mass shootings, even with their widened, broadened definition of what a mass shooting actually is? 194, 200 people, something like that? That's terrible. That's horrible. But is that the main focus that we should be focused on? And if we are going to prevent it, how do we prevent it? Well, it's a very simple solution, isn't it? It's kind of like the conservative approach. Let things fall into place and they will work themselves out. If you allow people to control their own protection and make it known that law enforcement is there to do what they can, but they're more there for the autopsy as opposed to preventative measures. They're there to catch the bad guy after they've done something, not to stop them before they've done something. When you try and lay out the case that the government actually hasn't done a whole lot in preventative measures, because you can still pass a background check if you've never done anything in the past. You can still buy a firearm if you've never actually harmed anybody in the past. You can actually do certain things if you've never actually proven that you would do any harm in the past. Then you can still get those and you can do that. I can give you numerous cases where there were individuals that got their hands on firearms that shouldn't have, but they had no priors. So therefore, the government can't stop you. You can't stop them. Which is why now they're trying to get out in front of it, and they're doing what they call the red flag laws. So you want to prevent mass shootings? How about this? A wild concept. It's something Mark talks about every single day here on Armed American Radio. It's something most conservatives try and talk about on a normal, decent basis. Here's what you do to stop mass shootings. Maybe you put the fear of God into an individual that wants to do harm by them knowing that if they walk into a certain situation, or they walk into a certain area, or they walk into a certain building, or they walk into a certain school, or they walk into wherever, that there's going to be the chance of 10 to 15 to 20 to 50 to 100 individuals carrying a firearm on their side, concealed, open, whatever it may be, to make them second guess actually what to do. Because there's a difference between one individual with a gun wanting to cause harm with no opposition and a shootout, unfortunately. I mean, that's literally what it is. I mean, hopefully not a shootout. But them knowing that there could be a shootout because they walk into a place and every other person there has a firearm as well. How far do you think they're going to get? And we could relate it to certain shootings that have happened recently. Dayton, Ohio, remember that shooting? That one was done in 30 seconds, 2 minutes, whatever it was. 9 people died. Yeah, that's right. We'll talk about some of this when we come back. We got to take a break. But preventing mass shootings, how do we do it in a pro-Second Amendment way to not lose our rights? We'll talk on that and a heck of a lot more on a Friday episode of Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. Stay here.
America was founded through the blood of hard-fighting, hard-drinking men. Men who believe in freedom and whiskey, who laid down their lives and their fortunes, forging the bedrock of this republic, and in doing so created a new species of man, the American. Lead Slinger's Whiskey was founded by 7 combat veterans who were tired of people afraid to support the Second Amendment. Together, they brought their love of American bourbon whiskey to freedom-loving, like-minded Americans. For more information and to read the story of Lead Slinger's Whiskeys and Rum, visit LeadSlingersWhiskey.com today.
The finest safes in the world are made right here in the United States of America. At Vault Pro, made in the USA still means something. Don't be fooled by companies that sell cheap foreign-made safes. Owning a gun is one of our most sacred liberties, and with that liberty comes the responsibility to protect our guns with a secure safe. But we don't stop there. At Vault Pro, we also manufacture the highest quality vault doors, storm shelters, and safe rooms. Custom built at your request. We employ high-tech CAD safe and vault door design to protect what's important to you from theft, fire, or weather. When protecting your guns, valuables, and family, invest in the best safes on the market. Vault Pro. Visit online today at vaultprousa.com. That's vaultprousa.com, and check out our entire line from the finest handgun safes to modular safe rooms. Vault Pro has you protected. AAR listeners, you'll never know what you might see at vaultprousa.com. Protect what's important to you with a Vault Pro safe. Vault Pro is a veteran-owned company, strong supporter of Armed American Radio, and the Second Amendment.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at crossbreedholsters.com.
You've helped build MyPillow into the amazing company that it is today, and now Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO, wants to give back to you, my listeners. You can get deep discounts on all MyPillow products if you go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the new radio listener specials. Mike heard me talk about his pillows on air and joined us on Armed American Radio. I'm getting a much better night's sleep, and you can get deep discounts on MyPillows, mattresses, toppers, bed sheets, and so much more. For example, right now they're bringing back the buy one, get one offer for the MyPillows. That's right. Buy one MyPillow, get another one absolutely free. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the new radio listener specials and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the buy one, get one free for the MyPillows. Enter promo code AAR or call 800-978-9358 for these great radio specials.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Car, the 25th anniversary K9 and the venerable P9 in various configurations. Magnum Research, the classic Desert Eagle available in 50, 44, 357, and the new 429 DE calibers. The BFR, biggest, finest revolvers, and the Magnum Light. Auto Ordnance, the classics, Thompson, that's right, the Tommy Gun, the incredible M1 carbine, and the one and only classic 1911. Car Firearms, a family of brands standing for your family's freedom.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
This upcoming segment of Armed American Radio is being sponsored by GunBroker.com, the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammo, and related accessories. That's GunBroker.com. Welcome back to the show.
Armed American Radio's Daily Defense here, segment number two. It is great to be with you. Andy Hoosier filling in for the great Mark Walters. Let me tell you, there are some wonderful, wonderful partners on Armed American Radio here, and you can find all of them at ArmedAmericanRadio.com. But with all the great partners that he has, the Litzinger's Whiskey. I mean, it's the weekend time, it's the holidays. You know you're going to be doing something fun when it comes to New Year's coming up next week, right? This is the perfect way to do it. Still support the Second Amendment, even while you're enjoying some adult beverages and having some fun, right? Also, Vault Pro USA's crossbreed holsters. These guys are awesome. My Pillow, you can still be resting in the middle of the night and still be supporting the Second Amendment with My Pillow. Just get there. You can use the promo code AAR and you can have a great time with that. CarArmsGunBroker.com. All these great partners that Mark has, they're rocking. And what he's doing is he's branching out, is he is working on his project and growing this show bigger and better than it's ever been before, which is so amazing to watch. It's so cool. It's inspiring me, which is what I've been trying to do as well, in following in this kind of footstep. A little bit different flavor, but, you know, doing the same thing here, growing, fighting the message each and every day. He needs your help, and you can do it. Here's what you get if you do this. If you go to ArmedAmericanRadio.com right now, what you can do is you can actually become a premium member of Mark Walters Armed American Radio. You can get some really cool goodies. You can get some really cool features that you're not going to hear on the radio. You know how Mark always talks about his satellite moment words that you necessarily can't hear on the radio? All those satellite moment times. You want to hear the conversation of him talking to someone behind the scenes where they're just going off and they're like, oh, maybe I should have waited and saved that for radio. I've done this a couple of times with him, jumped on there and done a phone conversation with him. You can do that, and you can do it now. He's dropped the price on this, which is crazy. $7.95 a month. That's all you got to do. $7.95 a month. Go to ArmedAmericanRadio.com. You can find the premium logins. You can sign up. $7.95 a month. You get the premium membership. You get all the satellite moment words. You get more monologues than what you get just on the radio. You get interviews. You get guests. You get phone calls. You get to hear stuff that you would not hear on radio, and it's pretty awesome. This is the way for you to hear the behind the scenes. You always want to know about the talk show host. Here's the beauty of radio, is that you get a personal connection, a personal relationship with the host many times, which is why so many people enjoy a certain talk show host. You get to hear them. You get to like almost feel like you know them, right? When someone goes off the air, you get really sad because, man, they were a part of my life. I knew them. Mark's been on the radio for how many years? 10 years, 11 years now. This guy's blowing up. He's growing so fast. People love Mark Walters. People love who he is. You feel a connection, and you can even feel more of that with that premium membership. Get to know him on a personal level. Hear those satellite moment words that you don't get to hear. Hear the phone conversations. Hear the personal connection that he has with so many of the great people that he brings on with his premium memberships. Go on there. It's only $7.95 a month. It's awesome. More information at ArmedAmericanRadio.com. Again, ArmedAmericanRadio.com. You can find me at HoosierRadio.com, H-O-O-S-E-R, HoosierRadio.com. Go on, become a member of mine as well. Become a Hoosier-holic. Join the Voice of Reason. We got some good stuff coming up in the works as well. I want to get back to this. We have a lot to get to, and I want to jump right into these things because it's really important today. I know we're hitting the ground running on a Friday, but man, this stuff is important. Prevention of mass shootings. And as the Second Amendment, apparently, now Second Amendment advocates need to be focused on what to do with the Second Amendment and how to address mass shootings, because that is what's going to be the demise potentially of the Second Amendment, because we don't know how to address it. And we threw out an idea. Maybe you allow more people to have self-defense. Maybe you allow more people to have more guns so that way they can defend themselves when they have the need to do so and the right to do so. You would think that would be appropriate, right? I don't know. Maybe, maybe not. But some don't like the way that we think. For example, the great state of Kansas, the state that I just moved from just a few months ago, went from one of the worst in the nation to one of the best, one of the top three in the nation for gun rights in the entire country. Passing constitutional carry, allowing you to, they tried to pass a Second Amendment Protection Act, kind of like the sanctuary, 2A sanctuary that many counties are doing across the nation. They tried this, didn't work out too well for them, but they can work on it again. They can do it again if they chose to do so. They've done some great stuff, but now they're looking at, in their 2020 legislative session in the great state of Kansas, they're looking at trying to ban red flag laws. And Mark's talked about red flag laws quite a bit, kind of important. The state that I moved to, here, Ohio, they're working on trying to make red flag laws happen. The governor, after their shooting in Dayton, Ohio. Red flag laws, to where if you feel that someone is going to be a threat to themselves or a threat to someone else, you have the right to go to court, get a court order, and have law enforcement come in and take their firearms for the protection of said person or other people if they feel like that is a concern. Now, how crazy does that sound? So Kansas wants to ban any of those types of laws from even being implemented in the state. Not a bad thing. But some say that could be harmful. They don't like that. According to the letter to the editor, sanctuary movements are dangerous, and Kansas wanting to actually remove this is a very bad step, because what harm could it be to try and stop someone from harming themselves? See, they always play the emotional side. Now, when we bring stats and we bring facts and we bring actual knowledge and wisdom to an argument, they don't see it. They put the blinders on. They ignore it because it's not about what's good for statistics, what's good for the numbers, which is good for you and me. It's about what's good for the emotion. Why would it be such a horrible, terrible thing if we knew someone was going to harm themselves or others to go in and take those firearms away? Why is that a bad thing? And why aren't you wanting to address something like mass shootings? Because those people that may be suicidal, those people that may be in depression, those people that may have a grudge against somebody else, those people that never learned how to cope with a bad thing in their life because they had a breakup and they were told to go to a shrink and go to their safe space. They don't know about anything that, you know, they don't know other than participation trophies. They don't know other than everything's got to be fair. They get very triggered by things that are very insensitive, according to them. They don't know how to handle any of that. So therefore, we need to go and do a mass shooting because we want to release our anger. People blame video games, people blame whatever they want to blame. And that's what they use. Why would it be bad to try and stop someone from actually doing that? Let me tell you something. Don't we already have that? It's my question. Do we not already have that? I mean, if you live with somebody and you know that they are potentially going to harm somebody, then you can take those firearms away from them and make sure they don't have access to them. If you don't know they're going to do that, then a red flag law is not going to do it either, right? I mean, the government doesn't know you better than your family does, right? You would think. They try and say that about education as well. The government knows more about your children than what you do about your children. Ha! That's what they try and tell us, which is why they're all about the government, you know, education system. But that's another story for another time. But if they try and universalize education or they try and federalize education, they're essentially saying, parents, you don't know what's best for your children. The government knows what's best for your child. And that's what red flag laws essentially are, is that we know you better than what your family knows you. We know you better than what you know you. So they try and tie it in. Look at that. If you're against red flag laws, then you are obviously supporting mass shootings, and that's going to look bad for the 2A narrative. When it's not, because we already given you the answer. Apparently, people have a really hard time listening. I guess we do live in a society where we're more about opening our mouth and saying things and using social media and not actually listening to somebody and not having a dialogue, because our point is right, your point is wrong, and anything that you say that I don't agree with is offensive and immoral, and I'm not going to listen to it because you're just a narcissist racist, right? That's what they try and tell us. Well, they're not listening because we've given you the answer to red flag laws. We've given you the response to mass shootings and how to prevent these. And apparently, some just don't like to hear it, right? Lots more coming up back after this bottom of the hour break. It's Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. Andy Hoosier filling in for the great Mark Walters. Stay here.
It's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. I'm Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. When someone says, we don't need that kind of gun, remind them the Founding Fathers determined what rights our Constitution should protect. There's a world of difference between rights and needs. It is not the function of government to tell us what we need or what we don't. Certainly no one needs an assault rifle or a Saturday night special, or for that matter, no one needs a Corvette with a high-capacity horsepower engine capable of speeds to 150 miles per hour. But in the hands of honest, responsible individuals, we have the right of choice. We have the right to read books others don't like. We have the right to listen to any radio program we choose. We have the right to dress the way we want to. We also have the right to own firearms of our choice. So the next time someone tells you, you don't need something, tell them it's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. Join the Second Amendment Foundation today so that this message and our Bill of Rights might live. Call 425-454-7012. That's 425-454-7012.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
The finest safes in the world are made right here in the United States of America. At Vault Pro, made in the USA still means something. Don't be fooled by companies that sell cheap foreign-made safes. Owning a gun is one of our most sacred liberties, and with that liberty comes the responsibility to protect our guns with a secure safe. But we don't stop there. At Vault Pro, we also manufacture the highest quality vault doors, storm shelters, and safe rooms. Custom built at your request, we employ high-tech CAD safe and vault door design to protect what's important to you from theft, fire, or weather. When protecting your guns, valuables, and family, invest in the best safes on the market. Vault Pro. Visit online today at vaultprousa.com. That's vaultprousa.com, and check out our entire line from the finest handgun safes to modular safe rooms. Vault Pro has you protected. AAR listeners, you'll never know what you might see at vaultprousa.com. Protect what's important to you with a Vault Pro safe. Vault Pro is a veteran-owned company, strong supporter of Armed American Radio, and the Second Amendment.
Hi, it's Mark Walters, your host of Armed American Radio. If your company sells only the highest quality products and you're looking for a way to reach these listeners, you're talking to the right guy. Armed American Radio has a package available to fit every budget, from startup to the seasoned advertiser looking for that perfect way to reach this massive audience on roughly 250 stations in the top markets in the nation. We're everywhere, and the show continues to explode across the country after 10 years. Together, we can help you reach a highly engaged and extremely knowledgeable audience. To hear your brand on this huge radio program for less than you ever thought possible, and to speak directly with me, reach out to CCW Broadcast Media LLC right away at mark@armedamericanradio.org. mark@armedamericanradio.org. And together, we'll bring your brand to Armed American Radio listeners and keep this powerful voice for gun rights on the airwaves. Again, to speak directly to me, reach out to me at mark@armedamericanradio.org. That's mark@armedamericanradio.org. Defender Coffee was created by patriots for patriots. It's coffee for Americans devoted to defending the Second Amendment. It's coffee for Americans who understand that if you don't fight for your freedom, you lose it. That's why Defender Coffee donates 100% of profits to gun rights organizations that fight to defend the Second Amendment. When you drink Defender Coffee, every single cup defends your right to keep and bear arms. Visit DefenderCoffee.com today and join the coffee club while you're there. DefenderCoffee.com.
Back to Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
You know what's really crazy is that this show goes by faster than I think any other show. It's crazy. You'd think that after a while you'd get tired of hearing about guns and the Second Amendment and politics and all of that, and that you'd run out of things to talk about, as Mark says all the time. But when you try and do show prep and you try and talk about these issues, it flies by. It goes by so fast that you never get a chance to actually get to everything that you want to. Welcome back into it. It's a Friday. I hope you're having a great holiday. You're getting into the weekend. Mark's going to be back for the Monster Broadcast on Sunday, as he always does. And let me tell you as well, go right now. Go to armedamericanradio.com, and you can find out, not only can you subscribe and become a premium member for $7.95 a month, which is awesome, and get all the great additional content that he's putting out there on the website. You can also sign up right now, because on Sunday, he's doing this for three different things, for three different giveaways. On Sunday, from GunBroker.com, he's going to give away range bags, three of them. And all you got to do is, when you go to ArmedAmericanRadio.com, the pop-up pops already up there, and it says, win one of three GunBroker.com range bags on Sunday. You put in your email, and it's done. and you're subscribed and you're registered and you could potentially win that. And he's going to give those away on Sunday. So make sure and go and do that. It's going to be really cool. I mean, who doesn't want a range bag? Come on. Come on. Get a late Christmas gift, right? That's what I'm talking about. So go there, armedamericanradio.com, and get registered for that. And he's going to give those away on Sunday for the Monster Broadcast. Three of them, hattippedgunbroker.com, and those great partners that he's got. You can see all the information right there on his website. I'm Andy Hoosier. You can find me at HoosierReason.com. Let's have some more fun here, shall we? As we talk about mass shootings, the prevention of and red flag laws, I want to ask again, is there another way to prevent mass shootings? I mean, this gets into psychology a little bit, doesn't it? It goes into a little bit deeper. Is there another way to prevent mass shootings? Right now, there are two options on the table, and there's probably more, but let's just use the basic two right now. Number one, according to the progressive, the liberal, the socialist, the gun grabber, they say there is a mass shooting because there is a gun in the environment. You take away the gun, and therefore the mass shooting cannot happen. That is their strategy. That is their theory. Now, I don't want to trash. I don't want to destroy. I don't want to. It's the holidays. I'm trying to be nice. So you know what? Let's take that and let's analyze it. Okay, if we take away the gun and the mass shooting will happen. First off, you cannot take away the gun. There are, what, 400 and some odd million firearms in the nation, 8 billion rounds of ammunition. You're not going to get rid of them. We have a cartel. I don't know if you've seen this documentary on Netflix. If not, I highly recommend it, talking about the drug cartels down in Mexico and on the border. And not only do they transport guns or drugs, but guns and humans as well. But the portion on the firearms in Mexico, it is insane how easy it is to get a firearm. Like military grade weapons, like law enforcement grade weapons, armor piercing shotgun kind of things that you can get from the cartels that's coming over our border. And they're concerned about you and I having an AR because that's a very scary weapon and we shouldn't be having that, right? So we have, first off, you have to admit, once we get to common ground, let's try and get to common ground. And for those that are waving on the Second Amendment, ones that like the common sense gun control, that like the whatever, I hope you're listening right now. I know you listen because Mark gets angry emails all the time. I hope you're listening right now. Can we at least get to the common denominator, the common understanding that guns will never, ever, 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 ever go away? You can never get them off the streets. It will never happen. If we can at least come to that common understanding that if they're not legal, then they will be illegal. That was the whole argument, mostly on the left side of the aisle, to legalize drugs. If you legalize it, the black market ones and the illegal ones will go away. Just legalize it, bring it out front so we can regulate it better, right? Well, how's that working out for you? It didn't, because you'll never get rid of the black market. It'll never go away. States like Colorado, the drug market's actually worse with the black market. Right now in California, you're legalizing certain areas where nurses are administering heroin for people so they're not overdosing on the streets and they can get a healthy, clean environment to be able to get their drug addiction. So it hasn't worked, so kudos to you on that one. But that was the argument, was to bring it out in front. But now you want to get rid of guns when there is a black market for firearms. Well, Andy, it's going to be very difficult to get them. Really? Because I'm pretty sure all the major cities where there are not supposed to be any guns has the highest gun crime rates in the nation. So that argument is completely null and void and irrelevant. So let's come to the basic understanding that guns will never, ever, 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 ever go away. They will never disappear. They will never be off the streets. By that understanding, if we can come to that agreement right there by itself, then the entire argument falls because you cannot take away the gun to prevent the mass shooting because there will always be a gun involved in some way, shape, or form. Let's come to another understanding that there are individuals that are mentally sick. Not to trash them, just an acknowledgement. There are people that mentally are sick, that need help, that are disturbed, that are reaching out, that are crying out for help. There are. There are the ones, whether it's because they've gone through mass trauma in their life, whether it's because they are very triggered with things emotionally that are happening in society, whether it's because of a certain president that's in office, whether it's because they had a breakup and they don't know how to handle it. There are emotional things that make people very triggered and very upset. There are chemical imbalances in brains that make people think differently, that alter their mind. And if their mind is altered, then therefore that's going to affect their outlook on society and on life, right? I'm not trashing it right now. We're not acknowledging that. They say, well, Andy, you can't talk about the mental health issues. It's about the gun. Stop trying to pawn it off on mental health. But you have to admit it. It's been that way ever since the dawn of society. It's been there, right? that there is an issue with individuals that have chemical imbalances, that have been mentally disturbed, that have been mentally ill, and that need help. We have to come to that conclusion. If that's the case, how do you prevent that? I mean, we're looking deeper here. You can't just look at the David Hogg bumper sticker and say, well, look at that. That's the answer. You can't look at it that way. You actually have to dive deeper into a discussion. Here's the deepness of this. If you acknowledge that there are people like that, then the question is, how do you prevent them from harming themselves or others? That goes back to their argument, we'll take away the guns. But the gun's already there. And if they want to find it, that they can. And if they don't use the gun, they will use something else. Like a vehicle driving on the sidewalk. Like a two-hour stabbing spree like you saw in California. There will always be a way for something to happen because it's the mindset of, I need to do something and I will find a way to do it. Which is very normal with individuals who aren't thinking rationally. They will find a way to do it. So how do you stop that? It goes deeper than just the gun, right? So now the gun argument again is irrelevant. So now you have two basic understandings that if you come to that conclusion, you realize that the mass shooting is not going to be stopped that way, that we have deeper things to look at. So for the 2A argument, how do you try and prevent mass shootings when it comes to the Second Amendment argument so that way it's not an attack on the Second Amendment? Here's the argument. You acknowledge that the bad gun is always going to be there in some way, shape, or form. You acknowledge that there is going to be bad people in the world that will do bad things, whether they've always been bad their entire life or whether something made them change and they snapped sometime in their life and they want to do something bad that you can't prevent, nor can you acknowledge or can you prepare yourself for, that nothing you can do can actually stop that. When you acknowledge that, there is only one solution, and that is to take your defense, your safety, into your hands and understand. I know this is kind of a weird thing to think, but you have to understand the world is a very scary place and you have to look over your shoulder everywhere you go. It's not paranoia. It's realism. It's not just, oh, you're living in a fantasy world. It's realistic that that's what you have to do. It's sad, but that's the way the world has always been. We go back to natural selection back in the day with the clubs or with the animals, the animal kingdom. Guess what? What do? They understand, an animal understands that they need to go and be the prey to attack other animals to eat and protect and survive for their family and also protect themselves and find defense mechanisms against other prey that are coming after them. That is their entire life. That is their purpose on this earth, is to feed and multiply and defend against the other ones that are doing the same things. That's it. Now, why would we be any different? We live in a civilized society, right? A civilized, well, yeah, we are working towards civilized society, but there are ones who do not get it. There are ones who do not go along with it. There are ones who want to destroy that, which is why we have something called prisons and we have something called the rule of law, because we have human nature that wants to take advantage when given the opportunity to do so. And that is why you cannot prevent it. You can always limit it and you can protect yourself in any way you can. Got to take one more break. We got lots more to get to and such little time to do it. It's Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. Andy Hoosier filling in for the great Mark Walters. When we come back, who is advocating for gun control more than anybody else?
Car, the 25th anniversary K9 and the venerable P9 in various configurations. Magnum Research, the classic Desert Eagle available in 50, 44, 357, and the new 429 DE calibers. The BFR, biggest, finest revolvers, and the Magnum Light. Auto Ordnance, the classics, Thompson, that's right, the Tommy Gun, the incredible M1 carbine, and the one and only classic 1911. Car Firearms, a family of brands standing for your family's freedom.
The North American Arms 32 NAA Guardian Pistol, designed in partnership with Convor Ammunition. The 32 NAA fires a cartridge based on the 380 case, but necked down to hold the smaller 32 bullet. The result is a remarkable gain in ballistic performance that produces more velocity, energy, and stopping power than any conventional 32 ACP, 380 ACP, or 380 ACP plus P. The 32 NAA from North American Arms. For more information, please visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
It's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. I'm Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. When someone says, we don't need that kind of gun, remind them the Founding Fathers determined what rights our Constitution should protect. There's a world of difference between rights and needs. It is not the function of government to tell us what we need or what we don't. Certainly no one needs an assault rifle or a Saturday night special Or for that matter, no one needs a Corvette with a high-capacity horsepower engine capable of speeds to 150 miles per hour. But in the hands of honest, responsible individuals, we have the right of choice. We have the right to read books others don't like. We have the right to listen to any radio program we choose. We have the right to dress the way we want to. We also have the right to own firearms of our choice. So the next time someone tells you, you don't need something, tell them it's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. Join the Second Amendment Foundation today so that this message and our Bill of Rights might live. Call 425-454-7012. That's 425-454-7012.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
The Gun Box is the ultimate quick and accessible handgun safe, ideal for securing your firearm while not carrying on your person. Our cutting-edge technology and innovative safety features provide peace of mind while storing your handgun on a nightstand, desk, countertop, or anywhere you might need fast access. With a simple swipe of a finger, press of a custom key code, or the wave of an RFID card or fob, the Gun Box opens in seconds. Our modern design and sleek lines not only make it a great addition to any space, but is the perfect reason to bring your everyday carry gun out from hiding in the closet or the basement safe. Asking yourself, will my concealed carry weapon fit in the Gun Box? The answer is yes, as the Gun Box fits most full-size handguns with room to spare for extra magazines, a blade, and other items you carry for protection. The Gun Box was designed to be your go-to gun safe and is absolutely the best alternative for fast and reliable handgun storage. Visit us at thegunbox.com and use code AAR at checkout for 10% off any purchase of $259. Order your Gun Box today at thegunbox.com and use code AAR for 10% off.
America was founded through the blood of hard-fighting, hard-drinking men. Men who believed in freedom and whiskey. Who laid down their lives and their fortunes forging the bedrock of this republic and in doing so created a new species of man, the American. Leadslinger's Whiskey was founded by seven combat veterans who were tired of people afraid to support the Second Amendment. Together, they brought their love of American bourbon whiskey to freedom-loving, like-minded Americans. For more information and to read the story of Leadslinger's Whiskeys and Rum, visit LeadslingersWhiskey.com today.
The following segment of Armed American Radio is being brought to you by Defender Coffee. When you drink Defender Coffee, you're making a donation to a gun rights organization of your choice that protects and defends your freedoms. Welcome back to the show.
It's Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. One more segment here as we wrap up today on a Friday. I cannot believe that this show's gone by so fast. Oh, we have way too much fun with it. But hey, I appreciate you hanging out with us here. I love it. Andy Hoosier filling in for the great Mark Walters. You can find him, armedamericanradio.com. And by the way, here's the question. What are you doing this weekend? What are you doing this weekend? Hey, what are you doing this weekend? Car Arms, North American Arms, Second Amendment Foundation, The Gun Box, all these great partners that you heard during the break, Leadslinger's Whiskey, Defender Coffee, The Gun Box, GunBroker.com, all these guys are working for you, and you're supporting the same message, and they're fighting for the same message, and they're doing what they can, and you're doing what you can. And when you work hand in hand, then the world is a beautiful place, right? We're singing Kumbaya, holding hand to hand and walking down the lane. This is what happens when you find the perfect match with your business, with the business they provide and the business that you want to support and the messages that you're working towards together. It's a beautiful thing, isn't it? And it's really fun to watch when everything falls into place just like that. So what are you doing this weekend? Hopefully this weekend you're out shooting a firearm and sipping on some whiskey, maybe not at the same time, and then sleeping on your MyPillow all at the same time where you can support the Second Amendment. You can also go and get your premium membership with Mark Walters over at armedamericanradio.com. Sign up. It's $7.95 a month. Come on. That's like your Starbucks coffee. $7.95 a month. And just sign up. You can get all the great premium content, all the great conversations, get to know Mark a little bit more, hear the satellite moment words you do not get to hear about necessarily on the radio, hear about phone conversations, the one-on-one personal interaction that Mark has with some of his great guests off the air. It's really cool to listen to, and it's really cheap. So go and do it. It's awesome, and do that. Also, one more reminder for you as well that on Sunday, the Monster Broadcast, 2 days from now, Mark's going to be back for that, back from vacation, back from taking some time off. He is going to be giving away three range bags from GunBroker.com. the GunBroker.com range bag giveaway, three of them, and it's easy for you to register to get on that. Just go to ArmedAmericanRadio.com. The pop-up pops up right up on the screen. You type in your email, say, I want to win. You hit it, it submits, and then he's going to get you in the rolling, in the drawing, and then he'll give away three of them coming up on this Sunday, the 29th, which means it's like 2 days from now. So get on there and get that done right away, and make sure to check it out, ArmedAmericanRadio.com. One more time, you can find me at HoosierReason.com, and First off, I have to say thank you again, because I'm doing the same thing Mark has. I've taken my show independent. I'm doing my show and expanding it in a little bit different ways, but I'm expanding it. And this is going to be the year, baby. 2020, it's going to be massive. It's going to be huge. It's Donald Trump's. It's going to be bigly. And we're doing that. HoosierReason.com. Please go and support me as well. Go on there, become a Hoosierholic, subscribe to my newsletter for free, my monthly newsletter for email. You can support us that way as well. Watch all the podcasts, watch all the videos, look at all of our social media links, all that good stuff. Go to HoosierReason.com. That's H-O-O-S-E-R, HoosierReason.com. All right, let's wrap up this conversation, because there was more I wanted to get to and we didn't get a chance. May have to ask Mark to let me back on the show next week sometime, so we can continue this conversation. There was a story out of California, and you want to talk about mass shootings? Maybe this is why we're seeing more mass shootings, we're seeing more craziness in the world. Here's a headline from KRON4.com. California public schools cannot suspend students for disobeying teachers, according to the new state law. Let me read that again. California public schools are not allowed to suspend students for disobeying teachers, according to the new state law. Now, when we talked about in that last segment, the reason for mass shootings and what's real in the world that we have to accept, that is realistic, that we cannot ignore, that we cannot deny, that potentially leads to bad things in society, the fact that there will always be guns, whether they're legal or illegal, and the fact that there always will be bad people wanting to do bad things, whether it's been in their mindset for their entire life, or whether it's a life change that altered their mindset, or whether it's a chemical imbalance with depression, or whatever it may be, there's bad things that happen. Now, let's go a little bit deeper more, shall we, one more time? And let's talk about society itself. When was the last time that you said it was okay to spank your child? Not condoning violence or physical abuse to your children in any way, shape, or form, but spanking. When was it okay to tell your kids no? Oh, my. Oh, my. When was the last time that it was okay to hear something like that? When was it okay to tell your children, you know what, we're going to do some tough love, and here's, you have to work through this. Yeah, it sucks. It's terrible. You went through a breakup. You lost the game, whatever it is. This is the growing pains that you have to experience in order to be level-headed when you get to be an adult. And the world is full of competition. And I know that triggered a lot of progressives right there. Competition. There shouldn't be competition. We shouldn't have to compete. Shouldn't have to compete. That's craziness. Why would we have to compete? We should all just do our best and just have fun. But guess what? When you get into the real world and you have to, like, work and you apply for a job, aren't you competing against other candidates for that job? Well, now everybody should have to get that job, right? But if you have a job and you're trying to apply for a promotion and other people are trying to apply for that same promotion, oh, you can't be doing that. Everybody's got to get the promotion, right? Can't be having people that make more money than other people. Can't be having a status higher than others. That's unrealistic. And can we please come to the common understanding that that is unrealistic? Please? I mean, progressives and liberals and Democrat politicians at least understand this. The followers may not understand that. That there is some kind of commonality, understanding that there is competition in the world. And if there is competition in the world, you need to learn how to handle that, which is why sports is a very good thing as a child, right? Because that is a good mechanism to learn about life skills, how to cope with loss, how to cope with failure, how to get back up and try it again. But you also need to learn something called respect. And that's something we haven't done. Have you seen those videos on social media? Those crazy videos online? I get angry and I can't watch them, but I've seen some of them where there are literally kids that are shoving teachers, pushing teachers on the floor, yelling and screaming at teachers in their face, and they honestly truly think that they can get away with something like that. And here's the crazy part: they do. They get away with it. They actually, honestly, truly get away with shoving and pushing teachers, because the teacher's not allowed to punish them any longer. What are they going to do? Put them in detention. Oh my, detention. Oh, ho, ho, ho. No, I was a goody two-shoes. I got scared. I got detention one time in my life in middle school, and it traumatized me. It traumatized me. I had detention one time, and I thought to myself, oh, my God, I am here at lunchtime in detention with all the degenerates. Oh, my God, please don't let anybody see me. This is the most shameful thing that's ever happened in my entire life. That was my thought process. I was a goody two-shoe. I admit it. But some of them, if you've already hit that button where you just don't care, you're like, whatever, I don't care. I know a lot of people like that. It's weird. I don't get that because I care too much. And some people are like, I don't care. You're going to get in trouble. I don't care. What are they going to do to me? I can do what I want. I don't get that mentality, but there are many that do. And they just don't care. So if you can't suspend a student for disobeying teachers, not just disobeying, but brutally assaulting teachers or attacking teachers, why you see people get attacked on the side of the street because they have a MAGA hat on? Because people don't know how to deal with something they don't like and that makes them very uncomfortable. Do you think with that mentality, with that kind of mindset, you're not allowed to suspend students for disobeying teachers? They're an individual and they have free thought, man. They can think on themselves, think for themselves. If you have that mindset, do you think that when something goes horrifically wrong in your life, that you're really going to care if you harm somebody else? See, the mass shooting, you want to talk about trying to prevent mass shootings to defend the Second Amendment? You need to understand the depthness of the conversation. It's not just a bumper sticker argument. It's not just an attack on guns. It's not just saying that guns are bad and if that was go away, then everything would be all fine and dandy. If you think that you're very shallow, you're very thin-skinned, and you probably spend too much time on Twitter with a bumper sticker argument with 120 characters, and that's about it, because that's not the way the world works. The world is full of depth. And what we need, as I mentioned on Mark's show a few days ago, is that we need something more called wisdom and leadership. With so much information being thrown at you day in and day out, you need wisdom and you need leadership. And understanding this is way deeper in that we have societal problems. Guess what? The two-way argument just won when it regards to mass shootings, understanding there are threats and that you do what you can to defend yourself. That's my time today. Everybody have a wonderful weekend. It's Armed American Radio's Daily Defense.